Reading with the fingertips. Have you ever noticed the raised dots that label some elevators and public restrooms? This is a method of writing that enables people who cannot see to read by using their fingertips. Its name is Braille. Let's discover how this form of writing came into use. First, we must learn about its inventor. Louis Braille was born in France in 1809. He was the son of a saddle maker. When he was 3, he injured an eye in an accident in his father's workshop. The infection from the wound spread to his other eye. Within a year, he lost his vision. When he was 10, he was sent to a school for the blind. The school was in Paris. The students there learned by listening to their teachers. One day, a visitor came to the school. His name was Charles Barbier. He was to have an enormous influence on Braille. Louis was then 12 years old. Barbier had invented a new way of writing. He had hoped the French army would adopt his method. This writing assigned be used at night. Soldiers could read it without showing a light. Barbier hoped the head of the school whose students lived their lives in darkness could use his way of writing. Louis Braille stood out among those students. His mind was quick. He was eager to learn. The head of school invited him to meet the visitor. Barbier began to show how his writing worked. Braille's interest was aroused. Barbier took a sheet of thick paper. Using a pointed instrument, he punched a series of holes in it without going through. This caused raised dots to appear on the other side of the paper. These dots were grouped together in cells. The cells could be placed in any of 12 positions. Each group stood for a different sound. By running a fingertip over them, a person could read a message. Braille was excited by Barbier's invention. But he knew that it needed to be simpler. He started working on it at once. Instead of 12 positions for each unit, he decided to work with 6. This let a reader make sense of the raised dots more quickly and easily. To understand Louis Braille's method, picture a dice with the 6 dots showing. Each of the 2 rows of 3 dots is going from top to bottom. The dots in Braille are formed in this pattern. A single raised bottom. The dot in the top left position is the letter A. 2 dots, one at top left and one at center left, form the letter B. There are 63 ways to arrange these dots. That way they can stand for other things besides the 26 letters of the alphabet. For example, a single dot at center left is a comma. Braille remained at the school all his life. He taught there. He also helped to print books that used his method. He played the organ there, too. Braille was a very good musician. He showed people how to write music in Braille. Charles Barbier did not sell his method to the army. But he played a part in changing forever the way blind people read. Because of what he started and Louis Braille completed, people everywhere who cannot see are no longer limited by blindness. They can read from 100 to 200 words a minute. That is about the same speed as most people who use their eyes to read.